How's everybody today?
Good.
Everybody get enough sleep? Kind of, yeah, no. But you slept on the couch. Mom? Okay, later. I want to talk about the Israelites a little bit. The Jewish people, they were slaves in Egypt, and then God sent a whole bunch of plagues, and Pharaoh said, get the heck out of here. But they got trapped beside a water, and Pharaoh's army was behind them. And how do you think they felt, the Israelites? You think they were happy? They were kind of scared. They told Moses, would it not have been better if we would have stayed as slaves in Egypt? But then there's a cool little phrase in there. Moses says, just be quiet and watch God take care of you. So I want to talk about God a little bit, but I'm going to use, do you see what I have in my hand here? What is this? What's a yo-yo? It's a thing? Does it just stay in my hand? No, okay. I'm going to maybe use this in a little bit, but it comes back to you if you do it right, right? If you drop it and it comes back up, whoop. Do you know of anything else that comes back to you like that? Bella. A what? Oh, a dog. Yeah, you could send the dog. You know, go get the stick, and they come back. Yep. Gabby? A bouncy ball? Yeah, if you bounce it, right? I was thinking about something from the continent of Australia. Boomerang. I don't have a boomerang. Anybody have a boomerang? Oh, Rolene's got it. Yeah. I mean, my brother has one, but he's in Michigan, so he's like too far away. But you throw the boomerang right, and I've thrown his a little bit, and mine never came back to me. But now, I think God is like a boomerang, like a yo-yo, like a dog that returns, like a bouncy ball that returns, because God comes back to us again and again and again. The Israelites were in trouble, but Moses said, don't worry. God is here. God's coming to take care of you. So should I try this thing? My brother, who's older than I am, he was really good at the yo-yo thing. He could walk the dog and around the world, and I was practicing last night, and Tracy was watching me, and she goes, oh, this could be pretty sad. Should I try it? Yeah, all right, okay. So I'm going to drop it, and then it might come back. Maybe? Okay, we'll see. Hey, thank you, thank you. Oh, the pressure was on me. Should I do it again? I don't want to do it again, because it's not going to work the second time. But we'll try. Oh! Anyway. So God comes back to you again and again. God's kind of like the string and the yo-yo that's attached to you. No matter how far you might get away from God, God is still going to come and share his love and grace and peace with you. All right, let's pray. Should we have everybody pray? All right, repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us, for coming back to us again and again with your love and grace. Help us to stay connected to you now and forever. Amen. Thanks for coming up.